Remember, regardless of whether it's extreme weather or everyday conditions, the consumer shops as much to the forecast of the weather as compared to the actual weather itself. So having an understanding of how your customer buys and behaves is not only critical, the demand analytics are essential to enabling meaningful and measurable benefits, including enhancing the customer experience, driving more loyalty, and improving operations.
Retail Unwrapped is a weekly podcast hosted by Robin Lewis and Shelley Cohan from The Robin Report. Each episode dives into the latest trends and developments in the retail industry. Join them as they discuss interesting topics and interview industry leaders, keeping you in the loop with everything retail.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining our weekly podcast. I'm Robin Lewis, founder and CEO of The Robin Report, along with my podcast partner, Shelley Cohan. And we welcome an old friend, Evan Gold, who's Executive Vice President of Global Partnerships and Alliances at Planalytics. And Evan, we've known each other for longer than I would like to admit, but as always, I continue to be impressed with the work and, by the way, the continuous innovation that Planalytics provides the industry. And it's great to have you here with us today, because we can start off, I think, by you giving us a brief summary of what, you know, Planalytics does and what you do.
Sure. And thanks again, Robin and Shelley, for that warm introduction and the invitation to join you today. I've enjoyed your podcast since its inception, as well as the insights and thought leadership that you provide. It is a pleasure to be here. In terms of introduction around Planalytics, we are a demand analytics company, and we help retailers, restaurants, other consumer-centric businesses around the world quantitatively measure and proactively manage the impact that weather has on their business. We are a software as a service company, which means that our demand analytics are accessible directly by our customers, and they're also able to be integrated into the various technology systems and business processes they use. And my role at Planalytics is to lead our partnership and alliances team. So I work with our customers as well as our partners to leverage the power of those weather-driven demand analytics to bring measurable benefits to their business.
Wow. Thank you. Well, thank you first for the compliments on our podcast. That means a lot coming from you. So thank you for that. And I think retailers have generally always understood the impact of weather on retail and consumer shopping behaviors. But now there are capabilities out there that actually provide retailers or brands the ability to be proactive about weather. So we've always been reactive. I remember when I was running stores, every time sales dropped, it was due to the quote unquote weather. No, just kidding. but seriously, you know, now we have resources today that can really help brands navigate weather-related events and possibly even global warming, right?
Yeah, Shelley, you know, we laughed when we said the weather, but I think really the weather was used too often way back in the day as an excuse, you know, for all kinds of things. Traffic and revenue declines being the most often used. You know, but those days are over, Shelley. And Evan, I think you can probably give us a reality check here. So, you know, let's talk about the real weather effects on retail and consumer buying behavior as well.
Yeah, you are right, Robin. The weather should never be an excuse, but it can be a reason, right? Can be a reason for performance results. Yeah.
True.
And it's timely that we're talking right this week. It's Earth Day, right? And just to frame the situation, you know, today climate risk and weather-related volatility is one of the biggest issues that are facing all businesses. Now, from a retail perspective, at a top line level, about 3%, which is approximately $1 trillion of total global retail sales each year, are directly affected by changes in weather.
Wow.
And, you know, yeah, it's a big number, right? And the reason is the weather impacts us all as consumers, everyone, everywhere, every day. And, you know, from a consumer perspective, it's usually one of the last things we look at before we go to bed at night or the first thing we check when we get up in the morning. No other outside variable impacts consumer demand as frequently and directly and meaningfully as the weather. Now, that said, you know, it is often one of the least measured and acted upon factors that affects performance. And that's really what, you know, Planalytics was founded on to help businesses address.
Oh my God, I love the way you frame the conversation. I just have to say, I just had this conversation this morning about when I lived in California. I lived in California for like 14 years. I never looked at the weather every day, never. I just knew it was going to be 70 and sunny every day, Southern California, right? Then I moved back to the East Coast and like, just what you said, every single day, I got to pull the weather up. What shoes am I going to wear? What's the weather? How many layers do I bring? It's like crazy, but maybe you can talk a little bit about how with using analytics, you know, how can we measure this impact on climate or weather and or on consumer behavior? And how can retailers manage the impact?
Yeah, you're right, Shelley. It's we get acclimated to the environment we're in, right? So, you know, I think it's really helped better frame up this conversation, right? It's important to understand just the concept of analytics in retail, as you guys both know really well, right? The rise of analytics over the last, you know, number of years has been fueled by the increased volumes of data, right? So when we started in the industry, Robin and Shelley, right, data was sparse, hard to come by. The objective was just gather as much as you can. And now we're drowning in data, right? Over 90% of all the data ever created across human history is just in the last few years. As a matter of fact, I read something recently that says, yeah, we're living in a world that generates, I think it's about 3,000 times the entire content of the Library of Congress every day. So we have all of this data now, right? And retailers are using it to bring a competitive advantage to their business. So every retailer now has analytics departments and dedicated data analysts, data scientists, and even merchants have tools, technologies, and services, including ours, to help them, you know, elevate and differentiate their business. So we've all heard the phrase, you know, the quote that says, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. So our job is to measure the impact of weather so that it can be proactively managed by businesses. And when you think about that, once you've measured it, there's really a few different types of analytics that are employed. There's the, you know, descriptive analytics to help understand what happened, diagnostic analytics to describe why did it happen, predictive analytics to help understand what will happen, and even moving to prescriptive analytics to try to make something happen. And that's the most sophisticated use case of analytics. It also delivers the most value. So with that in mind, you know, at Planalytics, we provide the demand signal specific to the impact of weather, and we call that weather-driven demand, or WDD for short. That's the demand analytics that specifically quantifies the impact of weather and weather alone for each product, time, and location. And we create those analytics through a deep analytical process where we look at historical sales data, which can be point-of-sale data, can be industry data, can be foot traffic data, and we align it to the specific weather conditions that took place when and where the sale took place. So one key to unlocking those insights is getting enough historical sales data. And again, for most retailers, that data is now available thanks to, again, the growth and proliferation of just historical sales data, as well as the cloud and cloud-based technologies.
So they have to go to the Library of Congress, or three of them. You know, this one little line I keep remembering over the years, that the industry is choking on data, but starving for information. You know, I mean, the data keeps growing, keeps getting crazy. But, you know, human beings are taking a long time figuring out how to use it, but you help businesses understand. So I don't know, maybe you can touch, Evan, upon some of the functions that you most commonly work with, you know, or any areas where weather analytics can help drive business, or at the very least, how retailers and brands can better manage or control it more effectively.
Yeah, it's all about making it actionable, right? Any analytics have to be actionable. So weather impacts all facets of an organization. And one reason why, that's one reason why it's so important to manage it, right? So common areas that we tend to work with are demand forecasting, allocation, replenishment, operations, marketing, even labor scheduling, all elements of the supply chain, and of course, reporting, right? And again, as a business, you know, we provide weather-driven demand values to each customer that are provided in a way that they can be actioned, right? And those actions can really take place across various use cases and timeframes, including the past, present, and future. So if you think about those three kind of time periods for the past, businesses will use these analytics to get a true read of their performance. So if you want to understand how effective recent promotion was, you need to understand how much weather contributed to it. If you're trying to understand, you know, top line performance for, you know, Monday morning meetings or monthly recaps or quarterly earnings calls, you know, you got to have that single version of the truth on exactly how much weather helped or hurt your business, right? Just again, look at last quarter's earnings retail calls. Many retailers cited weather as an impact on their on their results. So certainly the past is a very, very common use case. In the present, you know, if you think, and that's really thinking near term, right? So today, this weekend, next week, consumers are responding to the forecast of the weather and they're shopping accordingly. So for retailers, planning up your staffing to accounting for, you know, upcoming weather-driven traffic increases or adjusting your inventory in advance of weather-driven lifts or even promoting a product at the same time the weather is driving need for that product, the customer is just more likely to visit your store or go to your website. So I'll give you a real example, right? We're recording this in springtime. And next week, spring sales are going to pop for a lot of categories. So think like lawn and garden, spring apparel, but the increases aren't going to be the same everywhere. So for example, demand for shorts on a national level is going to get a 5% lift next week. But for cities in the Midwest, like Chicago, St. Louis, Cleveland, which are going to feel warm to people in those markets, the increases are going to be up to 40%. Now, conversely, it's going to be cold and very unspring-like weather in the West, and markets like LA, San Francisco, Seattle, they're all going to have double-digit declines in demand for shorts, down as much as 25% for some cities. So if you're moving inventory, you want to make sure you have enough in the stores, which are going to experience that lift. And if you're sending emails or text to customers, focus on the customers in the markets where the weather's causing them to think about shorts. So again, making sure that it's well merchandised, you're staffed accordingly, and so on. And yes, we do support longer term outlooks out up to a year, in fact, to align with activities like planning and forecasting. And we support that through a process where we cleanse historical sales of weather impacts so that retailers can really begin their planning process from a weather neutral baseline.
Wow, that's a great example. And I know there's another thing you do, and I just have to mention this because I'm really proud of you for this, but you actually work with Fashion Institute of Technology. And I think it's great that you're teaching students about how weather impacts all these different facets. So thank you for that.
Happy to do it. They're a great group, and retail is such a dynamic industry that it's a pleasure to speak with students and really kind of open up their eyes to what else is possible in our industry.
Yeah, it's just great. So obviously AI and analytics, I mean, that's been the hottest topic across many industries, and retail is no different. The common theme that I've been seeing from retailers and brands is that they finally understand that they can't bring in all these technological advances in-house anymore. They just can't do it in-house anymore. It's crazy. And to be honest, there's just too many, you know, of software companies to do everything in-house. And second, I got to be honest with you, the software companies and the tech developers are actually better at developing tech. Retailers aren't tech developers. And so what I've seen is a lot of companies, software companies, have really worked hard today to make sure that the solutions are headless tech stacks. So for our listeners, in layman terms, it simply means that the front end of a solution and the back end solution are decoupled, making it possible for retailers to better integrate many different solutions, right? So also known as composable technology. So the composition of many different solutions. So Evan, tell us, how does system integrations work related to Planalytics? And maybe you can provide some examples.
Yep. Yeah, that's a great point, Shelley, because our demand signal, while we're set up as a software as a service, we really designed the signal to be integrated into the systems and processes that our retail customers use. So that can be homegrown systems. It can also be packaged software like Relex, Tools Group, SAP, Amarsys, Blue Yonder, Legility, SAS, Island Pacific, Oracle, all other, you know, for all those use cases that we talked about. And retail technology systems have come a long way since we started in the industry, and many do a great job on helping retailers improve their business. You know, that said, the industry is changing at such a rapid pace right now. External factors like we provide can have a significant influence, not just on demand, but in terms of how you manage it. And when you add in the intensity of the competition that retailers are facing, having actionable insights is critical, right? So I'll share another example here. We all know that most retailers initiate their plans off of the prior year. And the challenge here is that weather is baked into those historical results. So businesses need to cleanse the historical impact of the weather before they seed those plans. So a lot of retailers are planning next holiday season now, or maybe they're wrapping up those plans for next holiday season. Well, in order to do that for seasonal businesses, you need to understand the impact that weather had last year. So, you know, Robin and Shelley, we talked earlier about the fact that a lot of retailers cited the warm weather last holiday season as a reason for demand being low. In fact, December of last year was, in the U.S., was the warmest ever recorded. So the records go back to the 1890s. It's crazy, right? So think about that now for next year. Any business that doesn't remove the impact of weather out of last year, you're, again, planning on having one of the warmest Decembers in 130 years. So the same as you would cleanse history for promotions, events, competition, and the like, you need to remove the impact of weather. So as an example, like some winter categories next year, think, you know, winter apparel like sweaters, jackets, hats, gloves, scarves, et cetera, are set to experience anywhere from a 5 to 15% lift on a national basis this upcoming December. So if you're doing your plans now, right, and not accounting for that weather-driven lift, you're absolutely running the risk of running out of product during the highest volume times of the year. Now, of course, it's not going to be the same every week, every market, et cetera, but it gives you a sense on the importance of doing that. So those demand analytics, they get integrated into the systems as well as the processes down to the SKU store day, so that enables retailers to capitalize on those opportunities, do so at scale. And, you know, one important last bit here is by having them integrated into those systems, you know, the people at these retailers no longer have to think about the weather. They can focus on running their business.
Yeah. Yeah, what an insight. No, but that's true. And, you know, Evan, it is amazing that you guys can integrate into many different systems and really help retailers with a better understanding of how to manage all of the variables around weather. And I am sure AI is making a big play in your world. So tell us about what's been happening with AI, and is it helping to push forward better innovations and at higher speeds to market?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're all hearing a lot about AI. Yeah. It's definitely the big buzzword right now. You know, to start, we've actually been using AI in our modeling for years. So that's not new. But what is relatively new for us is that our customers and technology partners that are using our demand analytics are using our analytics as a feature within their AI models, right? So the reason is simple. When you use a feature-engineered metric like weather-driven demand, it produces a stronger, more valuable signal. So the combination of our weather-driven demand analytics inside a retail AI system is driving significant value that's, you know, measurable. So we talked about some of those use cases, and just to kind of level set what some of those benefits are, right? Think about now by including those analytics into those AI systems. So driving top line sales 2 to 5% annually, improving your demand forecast up to 30% if you're in, you know, fresh or perishable products, reducing waste up to 35%, which, oh, by the way, you can now tie that to your, you know, carbon emission reductions. For those in advertising, 3x increase on return on ad spend, et cetera. So enhancing service levels, increasing on-shelf availability, driving margin improvements. I mean, the benefits go on.
So Evan, global warming, is it real? I just have to ask you, and don't even laugh, because you and I have this conversation a lot. But can you confirm maybe with facts and data about weighing with global warming, and how should retailers approach a strategy that, you know, is inclusive of a lot of information that's out there? Like, can you really manage volatile weather?
Yeah, it definitely is something we hear a lot about, Shelley. And what we find is that, frankly, most of the discussion on global warming centers around the causes of a warming climate, you know, is it man-made or is it part of a natural cycle? You know, put that aside for a second, right? Because really, there's no debate about the volatility that the climate is bringing to our to the weather that we're experiencing every day, right? So, you know, there's a recent study by the U.S. National Climate Assessment last fall, where it said that the U.S. experiences an extreme weather event, and that's an event where damages and costs are topping $1 billion. We experience an extreme weather event once every 3 weeks. Now, compare that to, it's crazy, right? Compare that to once every 4 months in the 1980s. And yeah, those costs are adjusted for inflation. So I know when most people think about the weather, they map to the significant weather events like hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and the like. They absolutely have a notable impact on product demand as well as store traffic. They grab the news headlines, you know, and the impacts, based on your sector, they can be positive or negative. Impacts can be seen leading up to as well as following, you know, a specific event. Now, all that being said, the weather, you know, including severe weather events, doesn't need to cause fire drills for retailers, right? Because the impact of the weather is known, as we've been discussing, for retailers that have the analytics as well as the systems and processes in place to handle those demand spikes, they're in a position to best serve their customers and be a trusted and dependable business for the communities that they serve. Now, interestingly, Shelley and Robert, as much as the extreme weather events grab the headlines, it's actually the everyday weather that has a bigger financial impact and opportunity for retailers. In fact, over 90% of the volatility of weather-driven sales comes from those day-in and day-out changes. So just think about it. If it's 50 degrees in Miami, it feels very different to the same customer experience in the same 50 degrees in Minneapolis. Or 50 degrees in April means something totally different than what it would feel like in August. So when you factor in that the consumer has so many options today, they're no longer purchasing close to need, they're buying at need, right? And weather is the largest external driver of need-based purchasing. So remember, regardless of whether it's extreme weather or everyday conditions, the consumer shops as much to the forecast of the weather as compared to the actual weather itself. So having an understanding of how your customer buys and behaves is not only critical, the demand analytics are essential to enabling meaningful and measurable benefits, including enhancing the customer experience, driving more loyalty, and improving operations.
Yeah, and you know, well put, Evan. And we know that it is going to become more volatile over the next several years. While many countries in the world are trying to adapt for this climate change. But you laid it out very well. I think it seems to be that, you know, first of all, Panalytics has certainly weathered through time, no pun intended. And I've been with you all the way. And I believe that for obvious reasons, most importantly, you have innovated. You've emerged with technology solutions, and now more than ever, you provide not only future forecasts, including global warming, and more importantly, in my opinion, you provide brands and retailers how to better manage and control the many variables around weather. So, Evan, just want to thank you so much again for your time and your great insights, and good to see you again, my friend.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so very much for having me.
Well, Evan, we love having you. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Robin.
No, I just said, really, thanks for your time. And we do love having you.
Yeah, Evan, thanks so much. My favorite, now this is my new favorite quote. Weather is the single biggest factor in real-time purchasing decisions.
That's right. That's right. Oh, it's the largest external driver. Yep.
Yeah, the largest external driver. That's right. So thank you for being here. I guess anyone can find you via Planalytics. Right?
Analytics.com. You can look me up on LinkedIn. Reach out. I'd love to have a conversation.
That's great. So next week, we have an exciting topic. I mean, we've been talking about frictionless shopping for a long time, but we actually have two guests next week. Bill Tony from Avery Dennison will be with us, and also Michael Butinsky, who is from Accenture Retail. We're going to be talking about the challenges of labor shortages, wage inflation, increasing competition, global RFID tag market, which is growing tremendously. And lastly, we're going to talk about the next big evolution in retail. So don't miss it next week.
And I would like to thank everybody again for joining us today, and particularly Evan for his time and his knowledge in this area, which is terrific. And if any of you have a topic that you would like Shelley and I to cover, just send me an email at robin@therobinreport.com. And thanks again.
Thank you for listening to Retail Unwrapped. We'll be back in 1 week with another podcast. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcast service. If you have questions, ideas for a podcast, or anything else, please contact us via therobinreport.com.